Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking, and this is 103.9 radio on Long Island News. And today I have the pleasure of being with a friend of mine whose name is Paul Offen. Paul has been known to me for a number of years. He's a man with a social conscience that goes back to the Peace Corps. When did you join the Peace Corps, Paul?
Well, I signed up when JFK was announced it in 1961, but I graduated college in 62, so I joined the Peace Corps actually in February 63. And I was there I was in Colombia, South America before for 2 years.
Colombia, South America was pretty peaceful at the time, wasn't it?
At the time, well, it was kind of in between terrible political fighting between liberals and conservatives, where 200,000 people were killed.
You sure you weren't in Alaska?
Yeah. And the 80s, when drugs became king. So I wasn't there during that period.
It got dangerous for people like you, didn't it?
Well, there were parts of the country where you knew you couldn't go. Yeah. It was the Wild West in some parts of the country, yes.
But talk about the Peace Corps. I know you have another agenda lately. It's about the history of Long Island and all of the important people that made things happen. But I just want to go into the Peace Corps again. I always looked at the Peace Corps as one of the, outside of the Marshall Plan, was one of the greatest, public relations, you might call it, or good PR for this country, people doing good. I have a few. I was very interested in being in the Peace Corps myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had some skills that I thought was saleable, mm-hmm. and I probably would have been very valuable. Mm-hmm. I had I knew how to build communications lines. I did not get in because somebody who did not like me gave me a bad recommendation.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
And it was somebody in the company that I worked in, and I never knew it until later.
Mm-hmm.
And I never understood why I was not accepted, but I did find out.
Look at that. Look at that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was a time, I recall, that something called the Alliance for Progress was established by JFK, to promote American business and American interests in Latin America. And, but it had a lot of more idealistic kinds of motives, and the Peace Corps was part of that, to help the people help themselves.
You know what I liked about the Peace Corps was mm-hmm. that it was not a big deal. It was not first of all, it wasn't very expensive.
No.
One of our modern day bombers probably cost the same as the annual.
Amazing, yeah, yeah. If you figured that we were working 24/7, we were earning 11 cents an hour.
You know, I heard a story about a young man who was came from the farm community out west, mm-hmm. and he went to Africa, and he saw a little hut in the field, and he said, "What's that?" And the guy says, "Well, that's where we keep a tractor." He says, "You have a tractor?" And, of course, there was a program earlier that put machinery out in Africa. Putting machinery out in Africa where there was nobody to repair it was a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a lot of skills, this boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he went over to the thing and he figured it out what it was. And he wrote his dad, who was in Iowa or someplace, and said, "This is what I need. I need a fuel pump and I need this and I need that." And he gave him a list, and his father went out and bought it and sent it to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. There were many stories like that, folks riding back home and getting seed that was needed, or lots of other examples.
But you know,
signs. Yeah.
My impression was that they always tried to do things that were sustainable, so that when you guys left, you taught them enough.
Yeah.
That they would just be able to do it again and again and again.
But there were so many obstacles that people faced. You know, they had been living the same way. I was in rural Colombia. And so, You know, farmers knew how to, you know, till their land, you know. But what they needed was more what we might call today is economic development assistance. Roads to bring their products to market. They needed schools, you know, school construction. But if you're going to bring the same antiquated educational system into that lovely new school, you know, so what have you changed? You know, the kids, weren't learning very much. But I've been back, and the degree of change is so dramatic. Just a small thing.
When were you back?
I was back in the late, about 6 years after I left, then in the late 90s, and then a few years ago. Just think of a weed whacker.
Yeah.
Compared to a machete, you know, in getting your field ready, for cultivation. Tremendous changes. I remember going into the mayor's office in the late 70s in the little village where I had lived, and the secretary to the mayor had an instructional manual on how to use Excel, you know, and there was a satellite dish on the roof. You know, life had changed. Everybody had a cell phone. When I was there,
we didn't have cell phones.
Yeah, yeah. I brought along a reel-to-reel $25 tape recorder, and that was the fascination of the village. You could actually hear your voice, you know, and it was very, 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 very special. But
did we have a lasting effect?
Well, it depends on what you. In some ways, definitely. In some ways, the amount of schools that were built, erosion control systems that were built, roads that were built, there's many, many examples of those kinds of things. Hmm. I went to the
They create efficiencies that go on.
All kinds, lasting kinds of things. At the same time, going back to your point about good public relations for America, absolutely. For the most part, yes. People see the Peace Corps as an example that Americans care, and they're able to differentiate between government policy and the policy of the American people. And there's wonderful stories of all kinds of a lot of Peace Corps people never forget and are so grateful for the time that they gave, that they have spent their lives giving back to those small villages where they work 50, 60 years later.
Do you know that years ago I was looking for a job, mm-hmm. and the guy across the table says, are you in the Peace Corps? And I told him that I tried, but I didn't. Mm-hmm. And he says, I have a preference for those people.
Yeah.
Because they're so dedicated.
They're dedicated, and for the most part, like any group of people, there are people who have talent, beyond their passion. Long Island has been, so benefited by former Peace Corps volunteers, people like Rick Van Dyke, who has developed, dozens upon dozens of social programs, here on Long Island. Many, many other people who are They combine that passion with skill and savvy, knowing how to get along with other people. When I came back from Colombia, I took a job with Avis Rent-A-Car. I was hired because they assumed that I had the ability to speaking a language. I knew how to get along with other people. Peace Corps has become, I'm innocent until proven guilty, when I go into an office. Very often that's the case.
Are you still fluent in the Spanish?
Not as fluent as I was, but I have a working knowledge of it. Just to transition, to what I'm doing now, that commitment.
And we'll cover that in the second segment.
To social justice has never gone away. And it really started in the Peace Corps, because when I, before I went in the Peace Corps, I was a lost soul. I had a BA from Adelphi in general business. I didn't know what the heck I wanted to do, but the Kennedy spoke to me.
You were so smart, you could do almost anything but get a job.
Get a job. My father, well, when he died, you know, in 1962 at age 67, he never understood. He says, when are you going to get a real job? You know,
so, yeah.
And that was just the nature of it. And when I came home, people, they didn't know how to relate to me. I was this odd bird, you know, that didn't aspire to.
I've been in the company of odd birds all my life, and these are the people I want around me. Thank you very much. I don't want the savvy guys who can do almost anything to relieve you of your wallet. But today I'm talking to Paul Offen, and it's been a pleasure. We're going to be back in a few minutes. This is Earnest Lee speaking, and we try to cover all kinds of topics. And Paul is going to be talking about what he's doing right now as far as the recording of what Long Island's all about. This is Earnest Lee speaking. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in a moment.